Hello and welcome to round four of the Centre Pass Podcast Fantasy Netball Draft. We have done three rounds of this so far, and if you haven't listened to any of those yet, do go back and listen to those. Round one, it was a bit of an explanation as to how this is all working and how we've organised who's picking in what position. And also we picked our centres there in episode two, or round two, we picked our goal shooters. And most recently in round three, we picked our wing attacks. There's been a few interesting picks so far. A lot of debate about who has got the better team so far and who was going to pick who where. But we are moving on today to the wing defence. And so some people don't really care about the wing defence. I think the three of us love a good wing defence and love the role that they play in a netball team. Sophie, you've got the number one pick for this one. Who are you going to take?
Okay. I had multiple options here. I have about four options written down for wing defence. And I originally had a very specific player in mind. And as soon as I saw that I had pick one for wing defence, I was like, yes, I'm going for them. And then I realised, so we've already done the draw for all of the positions. So I know what number pick I have for goal defence and goalkeeper. So I've decided to not go for my go-to and go for a more versatile wing defence. And I'm going for Karen Berger from New Zealand. I know I don't necessarily have the best picks for goal defence and goalkeeper. So I was thinking versatility. She is such an impressive player, can play wing defence, goal defence, can effectively go back into goalkeeper as well. And one of the things that New Zealand does really, really well defensively is they just get a hand to everything, and you cannot go past the way that they play their game. She can be a great one-on-one defender. She can also be a great zone defender. And those long arms, I just could not go past it. So I've gone with Berger. And I think it's hilarious that for the third straight episode, I've picked a player out from under Taylor's nose.
This is an absolute highway robbery. This is a joke.
Is it a robbery, though, if it's my first pick?
Yes, because you robbed her from me. That's the whole point. That's what I was banking on, you going for like a traditional wing defense or your number one pick, not your supplementary.
But I have Serena Guthrie who can go back into wing defense, so I've actually got that versatility there. Thinking.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I think that's a really good pick, and Taylor, even if Sophie had picked her, she might have been on my radar as well. So
would have said the same thing to you.
Yeah, it might not have even fallen to you at all. I've got the second pick, and I'm still, like, to this very moment, still debating about who I should pick with this one, because I think this is a position that is pretty important to a netball team, and there are so many good players not only in the Suncorp Super Netball competition but around the world. But I'm just going to go with my heart and go with Ash Brazel. I almost picked her as my centre, but she does her best work as a wing defence. And when she last played back in 2019, just did an awesome job for the Magpies and has done that for the past couple of years and earned a Diamonds call up. So I think she's just a star, and I think we're going to see the best of her once again in 2021 when she does get back onto the court, coming back from that knee injury. Taylor, you've got pick number three. Who are you going with?
I have absolutely no clue now because I had so many options, but like I was banking on her because I wanted internationals, but now I don't know what to do, and I'm very, very conflicted because I have a lot of ideas, but none of them are the ones that I was like, this is how I plan to figure everything out. So I think that I might go with Jade Clark, because my reasoning behind this is she's an incredibly experienced player. She has that ability to play in multiple positions throughout the midcourt, whether it be wing defense or whether it be in the center. Not typically a wing attack, but she can push into that role if need be. So I think that I will go with Jade Clark. Lock her in. Lock it in, Eddie.
Yeah, so three really good picks. There's still a lot of great players left on the board. I completely forgot about Jade Clark. I thought, Taylor, you were going to go with Gabby Simpson. I thought that was just a straight up and down pick.
That was going to be my next pick, but then I figured that Simpson is probably less versatile, as much as I enjoy her gameplay, and I think that she is an absolutely incredible wing defense. I think that at times she is really just accustomed to that wing defense role, and I think that for the squad that I'm building, I need that extra bit of versatility, especially through that midcourt, just to kind of even everything out.
And there are a few other players still available as wing defences. Kate Eddy was one that I was tossing up between and thought she could play a good role there. Obviously, Amy Parmenter, as the two of you know, and as most of the people who would listen to the podcast know, I'm kind of the head of the Palmy Army. big fan of hers, and I was very tempted to pick her.
I hadn't have picked Braz first, you would have, like, if I had have picked Braz, you would have probably gone for Palmy.
Yeah, that was probably the one, and still got picks.
Well,
on the
can
bench,
we do
so...
a redraw and you do that?
Nah, I was going to be shocked if you didn't go for Braz with that second pick, because I didn't mention any names there just in case, but it was Braz that I was going to pick if it wasn't for Berger. Because, like you said, she's just an absolute jet in every single way. And it's funny because Jade Clark was my third pick and Amy Parmenter was my fourth. Gabby Simpson was my fifth. So, like, all the players that we've mentioned were on my list. That's very funny.
Yeah, and that just shows how deep the wing defence position is in international netball, not only in the Suncorp Super Netball competition. So... we're four picks in now, and just having a look at the teams overall, Sophie, I'll start with you. Pick Karen Berger with this pick. Serena Guthrie and Maddie Brown round out your midcourt with Maya Wilson in goal shooter. Focus on the midcourt. How do you think the three players will work together?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about this midcourt. Again, very versatile. Maddie can switch between wing attack centre. Guthrie can switch between centre wing defence and wing attack if she has to. Berger can switch between wing defence, goal defence. So, like I said, nice and versatile. And I mean, Berger, even though she doesn't necessarily have a lot of shared time with Maya Wilson, given they're at different ends of the court, if there's anyone who's going to slot a huge bomb from the center third to the goal third, right into the goal circle, into the ring, that's going to be Karen Berger. So I'm very, very happy with my midcourt in particular. Obviously, it'll all depend on how my goal attack rounds out. And obviously, like I said before, I don't necessarily have great picks or selections per se for the goal defense and goalkeeper positions. So I think that'll tell the tale for me of my full court, I guess.
Well, Sophia, I'm just going to have to say, you're going to have to wait and see the bombs that Braz is going to be throwing to Janelle Fowler in my team. I think that is going to be a lethal combo, and I think Braz is going to rack up a few goal assists from the wing defence position.
She would, yeah.
As I said, I've gone with her in wing defence. I've got Paige Hadley and I've got Jenny Crampton. So a good mix of really experienced players and players that I think will do a good job. I think what we've seen with the Fever in previous years with Janelle Fowler is if you shut down the midcourt, it goes a long way to shutting down Janelle Fowler and shutting down that team as a whole. I think it's going to be pretty tough to shut down my midcourt as a unit. So I'm pretty happy with where I'm sitting at the moment. Taylor, you've got Kara Conan in goal shooter, Liz Watson, Kim Revalian and Jade Clark as your midcourt. What do you like about that?
Well, as Sophie kind of touched on it, I think my midcourt is quite versatile in the fact that Liz Watson has shown that she is more than capable of pushing into that centre role when needed. We saw glimpses of Kim Revalian moving into that wing defence position as well, so that's also a possibility. And Clark is just a tried and tested midcourter that just always gives her all, able to play in all three positions, whether it be wing defence, centre, wing attack. So she's a real general through the the midcourt and that center third. So I think that with all three players, I feel like they're all incredibly fit, if that makes sense. Like, they're all really like that gut running style of mid-quarter, so they might not be the flashiest, but it's that fitness and endurance that will really be able to hopefully like power through. And I don't know whether anyone will be throwing any long bombs, as you guys have all mentioned, but I think mine will be more a run and gun type of style, and with a couple of those high release passes into Konnan.
Yeah, so very exciting for all three of us so far. I think it was always going to happen when there's only three of us picking from the absolute cream of the crop in terms of international netball. So we're all going to have very good teams come the end of this fantasy draft. But that is it for round four of the Centre Pass Podcast Fantasy Netball Draft. Do go follow us on Twitter at Centre Pass Pod. Let us know what you think of our team so far. We've all completed our mid-court, so let us know who you think might have the best mid-quarter, who might have the upper hand after four rounds, and do go to netball.draftcentral.com.au for all your World Netball news and reviews, and we will speak to you on Friday.